Why, hello, my love. Welcome home. This is Coming Home with Mama T. I'm your host, Tierra, aka Mama T. And on this podcast, we explore the journey of creating the life of our desires through mastering manifestation, maintaining a positive mindset, and living luxuriously. And today, I want to talk to you about the concept of acting as if. Have you heard of this concept? Let me know in the comments. Acting as if is definitely one of the practices that came forward first when I was learning about manifestation and going through the mastery of it. And if you're not familiar with this concept, acting as if is the idea that you behave as though you are already experiencing what it is that you have, right? Carrying yourself in the way that, like, if I desire to be a millionaire, I'm going to carry myself in a way that a millionaire carries himself. I'm going to be educated on money. I am going to be okay with spending money and putting it out into the universe, knowing that it's going to come back to me tenfold. I am, you know, doing all of these things, right? But the idea of acting as if is really about embodying the version of yourself that is already experiencing it. That's how I see acting as if. And I feel like when I see it being taught in different places and spaces, a lot of people focus on that physical aspect, right? The physical aspect of teaching yourself about money, the physical aspect of going out and buying yourself like a seafood or lobster, like a lobster dinner or a steak dinner, so that you can like put into your mind frame of the luxury that is being a millionaire or whatever. And a lot of times it misses the emotion and the spiritual, the frequency space that comes with all of that, right? The minutia. Like, it's great to put forth that effort, but if you can't believe in yourself being the millionaire, those actions have no weight. There's no substance to the act if you're not doing the as, if that makes sense. So what am I saying, right? So like, if you are utilizing the millionaire experience, right? I am a millionaire, right? And I'm gonna go on like luxury trips, and I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna have the delicious dinners, and I'm gonna have the beautiful home and all of that. But in your back of your mind, you're like, all right, well, I'm acting as if because I am experiencing these things. But the entire time I'm experiencing it, I'm freaking out about putting myself in deeper debt. I'm freaking out about where is the money going to come to replace the money that I spent on whatever it is. I'm freaking out, and I don't feel supported. I don't feel safe. I feel uncomfortable. That is a dichot, like that is two opposite ends of the spectrum. So that version of acting as if is not going to work in creating that life experience, because you're not actually experiencing what it is that you desire, right? Acting as if is more about the embodiment of the frequency of maintaining whatever it is that you desire, as if you already have it, right? So let's then go back to the millionaire thing. And what about the feeling of already having it? So maybe we're not doing extravagant things, but you're acting as if, and you're like, you know, money is no object. You walk through the grocery store, maybe you don't actually buy the thing, or you walk through your favorite like luxury store and you don't have to buy anything, but you could look at it and you could pick it up, and you know, like, you can think to yourself, okay, this is a $500 purse, and you know you have $500 in your bank account, maybe, if you do, or on your credit card, whatever. You're like, you know, like, I have access to $500. I could buy this. Like, you know, it feels so good to know that I can buy this purse. I'm not going to, but like, you know, it feels good. I know. And you can walk through that whole store being like, I could buy that. I could buy that. I could buy that. I don't need it, but I can buy it if I want it, right? If I want to, if I really want to like take this with me, I can do that, right? And that's putting you in like a sassier energy without being financially irresponsible, right? It puts you in that like that mindset of like, I can have all of this. It is already mine. If I choose to take it with me, if I choose to take it with me. So you're walking around in that frequency of like, I can have that. I can have that. I can buy myself a Tesla if I want to. Like, you know, I can see the opportunities ahead of me of like all the things that I can have, right? And so that puts you in a more frequency experience than just freaking you out for purchasing all of the things, being like, I'm acting as if like I impulse bought this thing. And I think there's the difference, right? That's like the biggest, meatiest part, is like making sure that our vibration, our feeling, our emotions are still feeling open and excited about this process. Yeah. Going on the love train. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, I'm acting as if I am already in the relationship that I desire. What is the version of me gonna act like if I am already in a relationship that I already desire? One, I'm not gonna be like wasting my time trying to flirt or date anybody that is not the person that I did. Like I already know. I don't know about you, but I'm the kind of person that I meet someone and we're talking, like I pretty much can know like whether or not in the first like 10 seconds of the conversation, like if I even feel any kind of connection to this person, like do I see them as like a romantic partner? I could see, like, I'm like, oh, they could be fun, but like if I'm looking for a husband, like would I want to spend my life like talking to this person about whatever, right? You know, and it's quick, right? So I'm not going to entertain spending my time and energy with somebody that is just like fling energy. I mean, or at least acknowledging like, huh, I'm here to have fun right now. I'm here to have fun and this is cool. But I'm the kind of person that I'm really going to invest my time and energy on someone that is actually like life partner material. Like I'm really going to put that forward. Yeah. Like I love myself. I love myself and I am looking for the if you are familiar with that, like Instagram, soundbite, it's so good, right? It's like I got me, right? I'm happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am fun, I am just looking for the right? The person that's in my life, they're adding that ER. I'm gonna be happier, I'm gonna be healthier, I'm gonna have more fun, you know, with this other person, because I got me on my own. Yeah, I am full, my cup is full, right? So we're gonna be like, we're not waiting to feel the love until somebody shows up. We are feeling the love right here, right now, in this moment. And this podcast episode actually is inspired by the fact that I was in a community and someone had posted like, I am manifesting him confessing to me. And I want to break it down. And I didn't take the time. Like I wrote, like they were like, what are your tips and your tricks? And I gave some, you know, tips and tricks. And the person was like, oh, acting as if, that's what that sounds like to me. And I was like, all right, cool. But I really want to break it down here on my platform, because it wasn't my group. So I wasn't going to like go into full coach mode there. But I did take issue of like getting him to confess to me, because one, that is like an energy of like kind of breaking down somebody else's free will, right? You know, it implies maybe this person knows that the other person likes them. They just haven't said anything about it. But if you know that another person likes you and they're potentially afraid to speak up, I feel like you would have the confidence to be like, hey, I like you and it's okay. And I'm giving you permission to like tell me. Right. But the energy I felt in the post was very much like the energy that I see so often across social media that is full of like desperation and clinging to this one specific thing. Like, you know, like in the movies, there's like the most popular guy at the high school and everybody wants him. And then it's just like the little, you know, because, you know, the 90s was all very cisgender kind of thing. So I'm just thinking, like, in terms of my growing up, it's some popular guy. And then there's, like, all these girls that are like, I just really want to be with Jack. Jack is amazing. And da-da-da-da. I hope Jack will ask me to the dance and whatever. And it's all good. And we all have been through some similar sort of emotional space, and it's a part of growing up and all of that, and that's fine and well and dandy. But the issue with that is that we're so caught up in the Jacks of the world that we might miss Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, right? Like we're so focused on this one specific person. And a lot of times the one specific person is just an idea that we have. Like we have idealized this specific person into creating an experience that we think that we desire, and we're not really actually focusing on the experience that we're actually looking for. We've decided that Jack is the epitome of all things that we could ever have and desire, and we haven't really thought about, well, what does it really mean for me to be with Jack, or why do I want to be with Jack? It comes with clout of having the most popular person. We find this person attractive, maybe. Have we thought about how this person's going to treat us as a life partner? Maybe, maybe not. So really, when we think about it, and coming from the love space, where I would encourage not looking at like, oh, I want him to confess to me, looking at it from the like, I am pure love. I am romance. I am this. And like thinking about what is it that you're actually looking to experience? Are you looking to experience someone that's going to hug you when they get home from work every day? Someone that's going to tell you, I love you. Someone that's going to support you in your business ventures and not talk down to you or shame you about anything. Someone that you can connect and truly get vulnerable with and feel okay. And you're not arguing and coming from a place of like defensiveness anytime you communicate, right? You're coming to a place of like true partnership. What are you looking for? I mean, not knocking, maybe you are looking to like have just like chaos and fighting and anger and yelling, and that's something that's like appealing to you. I don't know your life. But I encourage you to explore what is it that you're truly looking for, and lean into that energy, and acting as if that energy is already around you, because it is, if you open yourself up to receiving it. That is the embodiment. That is the acting as if in it, okay? Right? So like I am not, you know, the phrase I don't chase, I attract comes to mind. And in doing that, the like getting him to confess gives that chase mentality. Like I am just driving and I'm grinding for that, knocking over so much energy, knocking over the microphone, grinding towards this thing, trying to make it happen. And then all of a sudden we're putting ourselves in an energy that is just like constantly on a cycle of going after it rather than receiving it. So how do we do better? I already kind of went over it, right? It's loving ourselves more. It's truly understanding what it is that we are experiencing. It's letting go of the how, letting go of the who, and really focusing in on what do you want, right? Not who do you want, what do you want? I want a relationship that is so just full of love and romance and fun, right? I live a life that is full of love and romance and fun. I romance myself through food. I romance myself through luxurious baths and good music in the background. I am already living the romantic life. There's just someone that I am cultivating to share it with. And even more so, removing the cultivating or creating or manifesting from the language and saying, I have it, right? Like my partner is here, right? Making sure that we are putting ourselves in that present tense, because we don't want to create that energy of constantly just creating. We want to be experiencing. I am experiencing sharing this life with someone else. Yes, and feeling that embodiment. And you can get into meditation and visualize, you know, having this experience and really holding that frequency within the body. And that helps inform how we carry ourselves, right? So like I've noticed as I bring in that practice and hold in that meditation and all of that, when I go into my day-to-day and I carry that energy from that meditation into my, you know, day-to-day life, I go to different places and spaces and people will say to me like, oh my gosh, Tierra, like you got some energy about you that like I just want to be around you, right? And maybe that they're a person that I want to be around, maybe they're not a person I want to be around, but I am seeing examples of it in my life. So I already know that, like, hey, confirmation right here. I am the kind of person that like really attracts in and amazing, wonderful people, like-minded people, great friendships and connections and romance, right? Like, you know, I'm attracting in loving people, people that are giving and supportive and understanding, and people that allow me to be my true self, my authentic self, allow me to be vulnerable. And this is exciting. So I am just here to like live through it and continue to experience more and more of sharing my true self and my love self and the self that is full of love and it's overflowing to others and they can feel it. Yes? Yes. So if you want some support in cultivating the energy, the actual embodiment of acting as if on your journey of creating the life of your desires, shoot me a message. Let's talk about Mama T energy. Definitely check out, you know, the home membership once it's released so that we can work together and you are supported because you are not alone in this journey. You are energetically supported by God, source, the universe, whatever your belief structure is, and the spiritual space. It doesn't have to be attached to religion, but like what you believe in, there's out there, there's energy out there in support of you, but there's also humans right here in the physical form here to support you, and I am one of them. So feel free to reach out and let's see how we can work together to help you live the life of your desires. With that, I say thank you so much for watching and listening. Please like, share, subscribe, and I will catch you on the next one. Have a magical day.